Okay. Today's daf is Chavav, the last daf of Perek Osim Pasim. We're on Chav Hei Mabez, four lines up. Another story. We just had one story about a bustina, about an orchard, and now we have, remember we're in the sugyas of Karpef Shel Hukaf L'Dira, the areas that were not Hukaf Shem Dira, and we mentioned that if they are Yosef Beis Asayim, there's an Issa D'Rabbanan to carry within those areas. And yesterday's daf spoke all about what are ways to fix that. We mentioned 2 days ago that you could break down a wall more than Eser Amos and rebuild it. Yesterday we learned that you could put up a wall inside, or maybe you could put a amud, you could put a pillar inside. Different ways to get out of it. Then the Gemara went off to the discussion of mechitza al gabi mechitza. The last story we had was what happens if the inner wall of the house falls down, could the outer wall would be used? And the Gemara ended up by saying no, because that was made to be for the purpose of the house, not for the purpose of the orchard next to it. So now we have another story related. Four lines to the bottom. Hahu avarnika. Tahavi le l'resh galusa bebustina. Right, so we just had bustina yesterday. Bustina was the orchard. So there was an avarnika that the resh galusa had in the bustina. What's an avarnika? So it's some type of place in your field with chairs and a table, some place to sit and relax in the shade. Rashi has two deos here. What way it was actually set up. Rashi likes his second approach. As he says, if you want to just peek on the Chafav Ben Aleph, on the second medium line, Rashi quotes the Tshuvas of the Gaonim. Interesting, Rashi, the Gaonim were before Rashi. So Rashi, the Tshuvas of the Gaonim, V'yashar Be'inai Ma'od, Rashi says. And I like this shot very much. There are two ways. If you look in the picture book, there are two ways. Either the chairs and the table was in a... let's go back a step. In the middle of the field, you have this big tree that was put there for shade. So where was this place to sit? Was it next to the tree, or was it directly under the tree? Picture 159 and 160. Those are the two pshatim of Rashi. So we'll talk about, according to each pshat, it doesn't make that much difference, because the story is just very similar, according to each pshat. So you had this avadkari, and the Reish Galusa said, and the walls of this avadkara, or as I say it right, avarnika, the walls of this avarnika were not made l'shem dira. Were not made l'shem dira. So you have this... You have this fed, Zabi L'Shem Dira, and the Reish Galusa says to Rav Huda Bar Chidda, Levin Mer Takanta, to L'machar Nochal Nahama Hasam. Reish Galusa says, you know, I want to go there tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow Shabbos. He goes to about Erev Shabbos. I want to go there tomorrow to eat some bread there, to relax there. Do whatever you have to do, Rabbi, in order to get me, to allow me to go there tomorrow afternoon. Do whatever you have to do. Okay, just take care of it. Okay, that's what he told Rav Huda Bar Chidda. So what happened? Has Azal, so Rav Huda Bar Chidda went, Avad Kana Kana Pachas Mishlosha. So he went and he made a mechitza of kanim, of reeds, within Shlosha Tvachim of each other. Why dafka that? Because it was easier than putting up a whole wall. But either way, it was reeds within three tvachim of each other, so it was lovin. So according to each pshat of Rashi, let's go with the second pshat, because Rashi says, we'll explain what it means according to both pshatim, but then we'll explain the Gemara according to Rashi's second pshat. If you look at the first picture, 159, that it's talking about where it's in a separate area, not under the tree. So it just means he made this reed mechitza, he made a separate mechitza around the area where it was... where he was going to eat. Or according to the second pshat, which Rashi likes, he made a path from the door of the house going to the place where he was going to eat. Because Rav Huna Bar Chinina felt that there was no way, basically, to make this dira, to make this, give it the status of a dira. Therefore, you have to just put up new mechitzes, l'shem usage for the next day, so that the Reish Galusa will be able to go to that place and enjoy himself tomorrow on Shabbos. So that's what he did. He put up this wall of reeds. Azal Rava Shalfinhu. So Rava saw what he did and took him down. Rava took him down. And we're going to go with the second shot of Rashi. Why did he take him down? Rashi explains because Rava thought he didn't even need them. He didn't even need them there. According to the first shot of Rashi, it's the opposite. He felt that it wouldn't help. But according to the second shot of Rashi, he made the path. He wouldn't need them. Why didn't he think he needed them? Because what happened here? You built this, you had this big tree, and you built the fence around the tree. So it was not Hukaf L'Shem Dira. But then, after that, you put in this sitting section. You put this sitting section inside this chatzer. So Rava felt, that's enough to make it L'Shem Dira. Now there's a Dira inside. Like we had, if there's a guard booth inside, if there's a base Dira. So Rava felt that's it. You don't need this path. It's done already. So what that the wall was made first? Not L'shem Dira. And then you put in this area to live in. That doesn't make a difference. Rava says you don't need it. So therefore he took down the pegs that the Rav Huna Bar Achidna had put up the day before. And then what happened? Just to emphasize it, also Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Breda of Yeshua, Rav's Talmidim went, and Aktinu Mivasre, they didn't want Rav Huna finding these pegs and putting them up again, so they took the pegs and ran away with them. So make sure that they wouldn't get put up again. So basically that's what happened. Rav Huna Bachida put them up, and Rav put them there. So the Gemara asks three kashas on Rav, backing up what the original rabbi had done. Back up what Rav Huna had done, and said, it's incorrect that you don't need a machitza here, and therefore, as we'll see, he messed up the Reish Galusa, because it's going to be Shabbos morning when he found out that he was wrong, and he didn't put up back the machitza, and that's why the Reish Galusa is going to get upset. But let's first do the three problems that that he had with it. Lamacha, by the way, that's the last picture we have for another 8 blocks, so you don't have to read the picture book next for the next week. Lamachar, the next day, that's important, because that's why he couldn't be able to set up new machitzas. The next day, Esve, Ravina said to Rava, who was the one who took down these machitzas, because he didn't feel you need them. He said, I have a kasha. Ir chadasha modin lami yishivasa v'yishana mechomasa. We have a memra that says that a new city, you measure from its inhabitants. What do you mean measure? As we mentioned before, we're going to have this in the future. That is the concept of a Tchum Shabbos. Tchum Shabbos, you have usually 2,000 amos from where you are on Shabbos, from where you are resting, where your Makom Yeshiva is. But if you're in a city, you start measuring the Tchum from outside the city. You have the whole city, that's called your Dalet Amos, and after outside the city, you measure 2,000 Amos. We just had a couple last week. What about Bergenin? If you have these little huts on the outside of the city, do you measure the Tchum from outside those Bergenin or from inside? Would they get washed away or not? The difference between Bavel and other places. But says this Memra, that if you have a new city, whatever that means, then you measure the Tchum from the inhabitants, from the last house in the city. But Yeshana, by an old city, Mechomasa, you measure it from the wall of the city. So what's wall? You go by how old it is. So ezi chadasha, ezi yishana. What is old? What does new mean? Chadasha shehukfa ulubasof yashva. What does chadasha mean? A new city. A new city means that first it had its wall up, and then it had its yeshiva. Then you built the houses in it. First you built the wall, then you built the houses. That's called yishana. And that's and what's the halacha by yishana? You measure from the Chomasa. You measure it from the Chomasa. You had the, it was Hukah first and then Yashva. Yashva, I'm sorry, I said it backwards. Ezi Chadasha, Ezi Yishana. Chadasha Shehuk Folubasov Yashva. A new city is where you put up the wall and then you put up the, you build the houses inside. And what does the Gemara say? By a Chadasha, you measure from the houses. In other words, the wall is meaningless. The wall is meaningless. If you had the wall and it was built shelo l'shem dira, because you didn't have houses in there at that time, and then you put houses in, what does this memer say? That the wall is meaningless. You measure the tchum shabbos for the houses. So you see, if you have a mechitza that was not l'shem dira, just putting in putting in a little place to sit afterwards or a little place to live doesn't change the fact. You have to do something with the mechitzas itself. Yeshana, what does an old city mean? Yashva l'basof hukva. It means the Yeshana means, that's the quote-unquote the normal way to do things. You build a city, then you build a wall around it for protection. V'hai Nami asks Ravina to Rava, here too, where you have this wall around the Avarnika, and then you put in this place to sit in there, kuhukva l'basof yashva dami. It's as if it was hukva, you put up the wall, it should be compared to that case, and then you put the houses, which we said, for Tchum Shabbos, you measure from the houses, because the wall is insignificant. So that is why, says Ravina to Rava, you shouldn't have taken these things down. Because the fact that you just put this place to sit in there afterwards does not help. That is first problem with Rava. It's interesting, Meiri on this line, who points out that regarding, we'll get to this in the Seches Erechin, that if you learn the halachas of Bate Or, you can do it in Parshas Bahar also, Baruch Hu Goslai, there are halachas of Bate Orei Choma. Different halachas of walled cities and unwalled cities for selling, when these fields go back. Different halachas of Bate Erechoma. So the Meiri points out that the Gemara in Megillah says, what has the status, what's a Bate Erechoma? A city with a wall, around it. What has that status? Only if you first put up the wall and then you put in the houses. That's what the Gemara in Megillah says on Daf Gimel. Right? So is that like against Argamar? Because Argamar seems to say that usual places, what's a yeshana, that if you build the houses first and then the wall. And by the Gemara says, by Bati Arechoma, it's just the opposite. So he says, no, it's a different context. Miri says, Dafka, he says, Bati Arechoma, Hamikra Meira Lov Shekain. By Bati Arechoma, the Pasuk, he doesn't really explain it, but he describes the difference. Bati Arechoma, the Pasuk says so, Shneamar, Base Moshav Irechoma. Klomer Moshav Shel Irechoma. You get the feeling from the Pasuk that you need a Moshav of an Irechoma. So it sounds like from the Pasuk that you need the wall first. Avalinian Shabbos, but by Shabbos, what's the Iker? Diurin Be'inan. You need Diurin, people who live there. Ubiyashav Lebasov Hukaf, Nire Yoser Shachoma Nasas Lasaracha Diurin. If you have the wall, and then the Diurin, so it doesn't appear like when you built a wall, who says, why are you building this wall? If you are living there first, and then you have the wall, so then that's why it's better. Benikra Hekaf Ladirin. So he points out that regarding Batir Echoma, it's the opposite rules, but again, sometimes you have different rules in different halachic contexts. That is problem number one with Rava. Problem number two. So problem number one was based on a text. Amalei Rapapa l'Rava. So Rapapa says to Rava, who again, who took down these mechitzas. Another problem. The Hamar Avasi, mechitzas adarkalin, lo shema mechitza. Mechitzas of adarkalin. What are adarkalin? So Rashi here explains, if you have construction workers who are going to be on a job for a couple weeks, so they put up a makeshift hut in order to like hang out in a little bit, relax in, get a little bit of shade. But you gotta take it down. Take it down. It's very temporary. It's very temporary. It's not really there to live in. It's there because you have to be on the job. But it's not really there, l'shem, to be a mechitza kavua. So says Rav Asi, that type of mechitza, lo shema mechitza, that is not halachically called a mechitza. Why? Alma, kiba de litzniusa avidela lo havi mechitza. If it's just made litznius, it's just made for a little protection. Rashi explains, ulamachar sasri la, lav klomo, you're going to take it down tomorrow or the next day. So it's nothing, right? So therefore, it's not considered a mechitza if it's just this low-level status of mechitza. So hachanami, here too, you put up this reed path, kiva delitzniusa avi delo havi mechitza. This is very temporary, and, or even the, even he says, was the picture, even the mechitzas that you have around the area itself, around that, right, according to the second view, you don't even have an area. But even so, according to that reed, that mechitza that you made, it's going to be temporary. It's just litzniusa, it's just to be able to carry tomorrow. So that doesn't have the same status as a real mechitza. It has the status of the mechitzas adarkalin, and therefore would not be good. Yeah.
Even if it was hook of a permanent structure, but its purpose was not the dira, but the garden.
Right. Even if it was hookah to be there, right, because that's not considered hookah l'shem dira, as Rashi says. Even a beis shomera, even a guardhouse, is only there l'shem the avir outside of it, because you would rather not be there. Right, we had a discussion in Tosfos whether if you're shomer day and night, does that make a difference? We said according to Rashi, it doesn't seem to make a difference because it's only there for what's outside. You have your outside of it. So that's the second problem with Rava. Third problem with Rava. V'yama Rav Huna Bereder V'yashua L'Rava. Rav Huna Bereder V'yashua asked the third problem with Rava. Again, how can you take down the mechitzas? V'yama Rav Huna Mechitza Asuya L'Nachas. Lo shma mechitza, a mechitza that's just made lanachas. What's lanachas? Rashi here says, shelo ladur sham el hishtamer ba, storage place. A storage, yes, you just put it, if you put stuff in there to guard, but you don't live in there, it's just a storage place. So if you make a mechitza lanachas, lanachas is to rest your items, so that's also not called a mechitza. How do you know that? The Rabba Bar Avua ma'ariva lakula mechuza, because Rabba Bar Avua used to make erev chatzeros for all of mechuza. Right, erev chatzeros, in order for all the people in the city to be called one big happy family and carry within a chatzer, so you have to make erev chatzeros. So he used to make erev chatzeros for the whole city, but what did he do? Asar yasa. He did it neighborhood by neighborhood. He didn't allow all of Mechuza, which was not such a large city, explains Rashi. He didn't allow them to make one big erev chatzeros. He made them each make their own erev chatzeros. Why? Mishum peira de beiture. Because of peira de beiture. Pits full of oxen food. What does that mean? So you look at the picture in Rashi here. There's no picture in the picture book. According to Rashi, you have these you have the houses that, what you see where it says peira de beiture. Those are holes. Those are holes in the ground in the middle of the street. So all the chatzeros of the and all the mabuis of the mechuzah went into these streets, and the streets went out to Rishus Harabim. So on those streets, you have these big ditches where you put animal fodder. where you put animal fodder. And that's where they used to keep them. And on the sides, on the doorways to the street, they put these little mechitzas to protect this food. So nothing could come in from Rishus Rabbah to take out the food. So really, in a sense, the entire mechuzah is surrounded by a wall. Right? Because even on the places where it's open to the street, you have these mechitzas there. Rav Huna still didn't allow Mechuzah to make one big Erev Chatzeros. Why not? It was all surrounded. It must be that these little Mechitzas on the side that were protecting the Peir Deturi, that were protecting the animal fodder, is not called a good Mechitzah. It's just there for protection. It's just there for the storage of what's in it, but not there to shame the people inside. So you see from this story that if you just have a Mechitzah up to protect storage, to protect that, so then you don't say that it's a good mechitza. So says the Gemara.
So why do they have to? If it's not a good mechitza, why couldn't they make one area in the whole city?
If it's not a good mechitza, why couldn't they make the one area? Because Erev Chatzeros, you have to be all surrounded. By an Erev Chatzeros, so it's all the batim going into one chatzer. They can make an Erev Chatzeros because they're all surrounded. They all have mechitza around them. But here they had to break it down because as if those mechitzas aren't there. So each Shchuna, each neighborhood on the opposite side of the Peir Deturei is like its own entity. There was no mechitza in between the two. So that's why you had to make separate Eruv Chatzeros. So too, Peir Deturei says the Gemara, these ditches of where the animal food is, k'mechitza asui l'nachas tami. So it's like mechitza asui l'nachas, it's like this low level, it's not a mechitza to be mitzaref the mavoos, even though it's a mechitza shel kayama, but it's still just there for storage. So the Gemara, Rav Huna b'Rei d'Yeshua, compares the case of the mechitza shel kanim, in our case, to that case as well. It's also not there, l'shem to live in, it's just there to protect you for tomorrow when you want to walk there, when you walk there to go enjoy yourself. So again, for all these three reasons, says the Gemara, Rava and his henchmen, his Talmidim, Rav Papa and Rav Huna Bar Yeshua, shouldn't have taken down the mechitza that Rav Huna Bar Chinna had put up. But they did, and they didn't realize that problem until the next day when it was too late to put up a new mechitza for the Reish Galusa. So that is why the Reish Galusa says, when he finds out about the story, and the next morning he wants to go enjoy himself, and he can't, so what does he say? Kari Alaya Reish Galusa, Rabbi Reish Galusa calls about the Rabbanan, who caused the problem and didn't fix it. Chachamim Hema Lahara Ulahetiv Lo Yado. Right? They only caused me problems, and they didn't do good for me, meaning they should have helped me out, and they didn't. Okay. I saw an amazing tshuva of the Chassam Sofer last night related to this line of the Gemara. Again, the Sharman Sfer Balacha pointed it out, but he quotes three lines of it, but I looked inside. Unbelievable. The tshuva in Shechelik Aleph Simin Tzadik Tes. The Chassam Sofer was asked, it seems, by a Talmud in a certain place, they're asking me to make an Eruv in my town. Should I try to have Mesiras Nefesh and really try to make the Eruv? That was the question to the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says, what's the Raya, asks this Talmud, from Shas, that it's the rabbi's responsibility, the rabbi's responsibility and obligation, to try to make an Eruv. So he says, Nirali Leva'er Barayos Medivre Chazal. Oh, he who asked me, Levarer lo barayos b'divrei chazal, sherba'u even achol l'chol kahal am Yisrael, b'chol mekamoz v'shvetzayhem, l'takein b'vaoseyem b'tikunim suras ha-pesach, o'sharei tikunim kayotzi bo, k'dei shelo yikashlu rov hamon im hotza'a me'rushus l'rushus b'yom Shabbos Kodesh. You asked me to bring rayas from Shas. So says the verse, Chazam Sofer, Dabar ze einu tzarech lefnin mula raya. Right? You know, I don't have to bring you any rayas. V'hu min ha-seichel. U'min ha-mavur lahedya b'divrei chazal. Ha-seichel mechayev. Just logic dictates she'asher yadua she'shmiras yom Shabbos Kodesh mi'asos kol chayfetu etzleinu mi'mitzvos rashiyos. Shabbos is one of the greatest mitzvos, right? It's connected kol haTorah kula. U'mi she'ena mishamar kel chaso harayuka kofer u'mumer l'chol haTorah kula. If you violate Shabbos, it's as if you don't keep any mitzvos. Ve'iser hotza'a mi'rishus harav l'rishus yachar ve'hefech hu echad me'osan ha'malachas she'over alahum mumer l'chol haTorah kula. And hotza'a is a very serious malacha, and he goes through a few chazals that talk about how hotza'a is very important. V'im kain kol bar Das Yishpot the Sichlo. Any person with a brain would know Sheyev Shar Bashum Ofan Lakahal Yisrael Lishmars Kobe Besamaktanim Keilu Vigamlo Nishoseyem Khalushidas Lusharman Bichol Yom Shabbos. Mibli Lahozi Meza Beso Achusa. The Varam Katanim. It's so hard not to make sure that every single child, that every single pocket of yours is empty. It's very difficult to keep a Hotzah. Umit pachas v'ktanim upitam biyadam, to take out their snacks, their lollipops. V'kamet sar v'docha gizbalu hagadolim hanisharim. Uveprat Binyan Tefillah B'Yom Shabbos Kodesh, they're going to carry their talis and their siddur. The Yemkein, he says, forget any rayas from Shas. Haseichel ha-pashut gozer she-re'uya u-mechuyev l'sachin chasir mavot be'erif ha-matur tiltol. He says, seichel is v'chayev that you got to work on the erif. And then he quotes a Gemara in Beitza where somebody was machmir regarding an Erev. And then he says, "Mikol shekein she'en la hisatzel milasakin emavuos lishmar ha'am mikikul shabasos kolashan akula v'hadavar mutal al harav talmud chacham shebeir lisakin hamavuos v'imlav michshol v'kolar ha'am al tzavaro." It's on his shoulders. It's on his neck if he could have made an Erev and didn't. As he quotes another Gemara, and then he quotes the Gemara we had 2 days ago. Right, the Gemara in Erev in Daf Chaf Aleph. Bishah, when Shlomo HaMelech made Erev in Netil Tidayim, Abaskol went out and said, "Oh, beautiful, Yismach B'ni Gam'oni." And Tosfos there asks, Shlomo HaMelech made other Takanas, Shnius V'Arayas. So why does the Davka quote this one? Says the Chazal Tzavino quotes by the Erev one, because that's a Simcha, where you're preventing people from violating Yisurei Torah. Well, you prevent it. You know, people are probably going to carry some anyway. So if you know that, that's a simple shnius l'arayus. You know, you prevented certain averus, but not like this. El akar lomar, and then he says, why do you make a bracha on erev chatzeros? Is also for this, and then he says at the end, interesting historic note, and he says, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael, thank God, asher nasan b'leiv malachim v'sarim asher im Hashem chosim b'tzilam, Baruch Hashem that the governments where we live, you know, gives us rishus to make an Erev. Shenosim rishus l'shmor datenu b'chlal, uv'pral l'kvo ha'erev b'mavoseyim, afilo b'mavos g'shegedolim, even in the big towns, shemalchus, shegedolim malchus darim bohem, im tzrichim l'hadir g'tiltu Yisrael, even in the big metropolis, nosim rishus to give us rishus, umilon u'gadol me'irenu Pressburg, metropolis of Medinasa, what's a greater city than Pressburg, our Medina, says the Chasam Sofer. And a lot of times, the presidents and the governments, they all come here to have meetings. And he says, they let us do it, and it's no problem, Baruch Hashem. Alkein in l'harach yoser, no more. I'm not going to be marach anymore. U'pashut, shema'alaso yididi harav yishtado b'chol oz, l'taki b'nei kilaso, v'ashem yisneo l'cheinu l'chesed b'inei ha'adon ha'gadol ha'chasid. So he says, you know, haslach harabah. What does the Chazam Sofer say? It's the job of the Rav. Okay, obviously, within the halachic parameters, there has to be, you know, halachic basis. If there's a Rabim Daraisa, according to all the poskim, then you can't make it here. But according, in most places, let's say, you have to know Hilchas Erevin well. But that Chazam Sofer should be at the forefront in a posek's mind in terms of. Again, it doesn't mean to cutting corners, but it means if there are authoritative poskim to rely on, that is the tshuva. But Sharam Sarah Balacha quotes it here. In this the Chassas Sofer doesn't quote this Gemara. But in this line where the Reish Galusa said, "You messed up," you know, he says, why did he mess up? Why does Gemara seem to paint them in such a bad light? Because it was their responsibility to be ma'afsher, the Reish Galusa, to go there, and they didn't. And that's what the Gemara calls it, the Hetev Lo Yado. Right? So that's what Dafka, he puts this Chassam Sofer's tshuva related here. Yeah. You'd love to look up how many people live in Pressburg. The big metropolis Gedola of Pressburg. What? Pressburg? Okay, I don't know. You have to look it up for the next homework. Look it up put in population Pressburg 1800, right? And Google it. I don't know. Rabbi Loi, Vaiter in the Gemara. Rabbi Loi, Shamati Meir Rabbi Lazar, Rafilu Beis Kur. So if you remember back on Chaf Gimel Amid Aleph, we had the Mishnah, and the last part of the Mishnah was Rabbi Loi quoting three opinions of Rabbi Lazar. Three opinions of Rabbi Lazar. First, he quoted that Rabbi Lazar doesn't believe that the measurement of a Karbim Shluga Flazira should be Beis Asayim. It shouldn't be Beis Asayim. It could be even more. It could be a Beis Kur. That's number one. And Beis Kur is 30 Sa'ah. Not just two sa'ah. Basically, times two sa'ah. He said, even a base core is larger. Then he quoted, let's just read that one now, and they'll do each one by one. So says the Gemara, Masisa de lok Hananya. The Mishnah is not like Hananya. The Ritva here points out, it must be the Gemara assuming that Hananya said the following in the name of Rabbi Lazar also. Because that's going to be the stira. There will be Loi in the Mishnah, Seid B'Shem Rabbi Lazar, 30 sa'ah, which is a base core. And Hananya now says, the Tanya Hananya Omer, Afilu Hiyarbam sa'ah. Even 40 sa'ah. Not just 30 sa'ah, 40 sa'ah. Again, so it's no stira. So it must be that he's talking to Shem Rabbi Lazar. And what are they arguing about? Ke asratia shel melech. Even 40 sa'ah, like the yard by a palace. Both Rabbi Eloi and Hananya darshin the same pasuk to try to teach me: is it 40? What's the courtyard of a palace? Is it 40? Is it a large 40 saw or 30 saw? Shneamar, as it says in Sefer Malachim, Yishayahu lo yasel chatzar hatichona. Yishayahu didn't go out to the outer, the rear courtyard. What's going on here? If you remember back from Brachos Dav Yud, that's how we know Tanakh. You know, we know Tanakh from Gemara. Brachos Dav Yud, it quoted the story with Yeshayo and Chizkiyo. Chizkiyo was on his deathbed, and the question was, who was going to go to who? Was Yeshayo going to go to Chizkiyo? Because neither of them wanted to go to each other. Kadosh Baruch Hu made Chizkiyo very sick, and he tells Yeshayo, go to Chizkiyo, and tell him he's going to die, because he didn't have children, etc. And that's the whole story, and he says, Chizkiyahu, you know, why didn't you have any kids? He says, I see, I'm going to have children, b'nevuah that are terrible, and he says, b'hadi kashi d'rachman alamalach, you know, don't worry about the hidden things of God. You do what's important for you, and what's commanded to you, and the rest is up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then he says, Yeshayo, okay, give me your daughter. So he says, the Xer is already done. He says, it's not going to help. And then the end of the Gemara is Chizkiyo. He says, Afilu Cherev Chadim Nachas Arosho, Al Yimona Asma Menarachavim. That even if Cherev is, if the Xer is done, so then don't prevent yourself from Arachavim. And the next, it says, that the next Omer, Yudim Abbez on top, that Chizkiyo davened, that he got years added onto his life. So this story in Malachim is that Yeshayo had told him that he was going to die, and he starts walking out of the palace. And even before he gets outside the palace, Hashem says, the Xer is finished. Yeshayo Davin, and it's over. Yechizkiyo Davin, and it's over. That's what's being described here. Yeshayo was on his way out. He was on his way out, and he gets the Nevuah in the middle. So, he's on his way out. So, interestingly, if you look in the Tanakh, I did this last night to make sure it's true, Ksiv Ha'ir V'Karina Chatzer. The word Chatzer does not appear in the Tanakh. It's a Karina Ksiv. The word Ha'ir is written. He goes out, V'Yishayo V'Yilo Yatsa El Ha'ir Hatzichona. So it says Ha'ir, but it's read Chatzer. So it's coming to teach me a connection between the Chatzer of a king is like as big as a city. So Mikal, Radish HaMelech, Shehayu Ka'yaras Beinoniyos. So it's like to teach me that these huge courtyards of palaces are like medium cities. It's like you go through Kennedy Airport, there's as much electricity here as small towns out west. Right, so it's right as much the yards here. So, like a miflagi. So, how large is a courtyard of a king, which is like a medium sized city? So, it's machlokas. That's machlokas. Mar sovar ayores benonios having base core 30 saw. Umar sovar men saw havin. So that's the machlokas between Hananya and Rabbi Loi. How big is how much would you allow this karbish lehukaf lezira? Yeshayo, my boy Hassam. The Gemara says. By the way, what was Yeshayo doing there? Because the Gemara assumes, as Rashi explains, that the Chatzer Tichona was like a back entrance. He was going out the back entrance. Why didn't he go out the front entrance? But he was on his way out of the back way. He was Yeshayahu Anavi. So Gemara answers, Amar Rabba Bar Barachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Malamit Shechalach Chizkiyahu, Vaholach, Chizkiyahu was sick, Vaholach Yeshayahu, and Yeshayahu went, and on his way out, Vahoshiv Yeshiva Al Pischo. And he set up a yeshiva at the doorway to the palace, and that's why he didn't want to go in the front entrance. He would have blocked the entrance. He went in the back entrance. He was going to set up a yeshiva there. Mikan l'tamad chacham shechalosh yeshiva yeshiva pischo. So as a protection for a talmud chacham, you learn from here that the best way to try to get somebody better, to give somebody a refuah, is to set up a yeshiva and have talmud Torah there. Where do you get this from? So all the mafarshim quotes Gemara and Shabbos Daf Lamed. What the Gemara there? You remember David HaMelech was told by Hashem that he was going to die on Shabbos. He says, I want to die on Friday, I want to die on Sunday. So Hashem says, tough luck, you're going to die on Shabbos. So what does he do? The Gemara says, last line, the next Amid, call Yoma the Shabbos, have a Yosef Agaris Kule Yoma, right? That's what he learned every second of Shabbos, to prevent the Malach HaMavis from getting in. So exactly what Rashi here says, but he set up the yeshiva so the Malach HaMavis couldn't get in. And then Ahu Yoma, then the Malach HaMavis came, and he made a sound to the orchard, David HaMelech stopped learning, and that was how he was able. But he says the same idea here. He set up the yeshiva to prevent the Malach HaMavis from getting in. Continues the Gemara, V'lav Milsahi though. That really, he shouldn't have done, it's not something to learn, you know, we shouldn't learn from the actions of Yeshayahu. Why? Dilma asi le'igure be'satan. No, because maybe you're going to excite the satan and have just the opposite results. What does that mean, excite the satan? Two girsos here in Rashi. The girsa that we have in Rashi is that, no, maybe the satan's going to come and he's going to see the Talmid HaChacham fighting with each other, and that's going to cause him to come, because the satan and the Yisrael always come with his machlokas. So they're going to get into big fights in the learning, so then maybe he's going to come, which is a little difficult. The Chata Shal Torah, the Gemara says that, you know, they're lochem, so maybe they weren't going to do it properly. They weren't going to have the Chata Shal Torah properly. And that's why how some answer, one of the Mepharshim in the back of the Gemara say that, that's how did Yeshayo do it, if we're not supposed to do it? The answer is because then they had a pure Mechata Shal Torah. Here, you know, we have a Chavru, we have Mechata Shal Torah, and we're not purely L'shem Shemayim. But that's one Gersa. But the Gersa on the side, the Rashi in the Ein Yaakov, has a different Gersa. Demigru Bahadi Magari Behu. That, no, he'll think, like, you did this Dafka to show him up, and to, like, prevent him from getting in, so he's going to get upset at that. So it's not dafka that he's going to see them fighting with each other, but he's going to see them fighting with them. Okay, either way, but that is where the Gemara in Baba Kama says, by a kever, there's a minhag to ose yeshiva al pischo. But here's even before the kever, by the chola, the minhag to set up a yeshiva al pischo. In your discussion, so in the Ben Yehoyada asks that if you read this Gemara says that that Yeshayahu Navi went out and he set up a yeshiva. But if you read the end of that Gemara, what's the end of that Gemara in Brachas? I just quoted that it says that the Yeshayahu Navi says, "Sorry, the Gzeira is done. The Gzeira is done." And Yeshayahu screams back at him, "Afilu Cherev Chad Menachas Arosho." End of story. So you don't know what did Yeshayahu? It always bothered me. What did Yeshayahu answer to that Taina? So the Ben Yoyada asked the question, how do you put these two Gemaras together? This Gemara seems to say that Yeshayahu had hope, right? He went out and he set up a yeshiva, and that Gemara did it. So his four answers, one of them being, he accepted the Taina there. Add into the end of that Gemara. Right, Chizkiyo says, hey, don't give up. So Yeshayahu didn't give up. He went out and he set up a yeshiva. That's one answer that the Ben Yoyada gives. He gives other answers that maybe he dafka, he really didn't give up. But he just said to Chizkiyo, there's no hope to get into Davin even harder. But not that dafka, he always knew. He knew Cherech Ludacha, but he just wanted Chizkiyo to feel it. That's why he said, you know, there's no hope. And then he says, sorry? So he went there, the Gemara says, because he wanted to set up the yeshiva there. He can't set up the yeshiva in the middle of the front door, so nobody can get in. He went into the back to set up the yeshiva there. Okay, and he gives other answers. We'll leave it at that. Okay, that is all related to the first din that Rabbi Loi quoted in the name of Rabbi Lazar. The second din that Rabbi Loi quoted in the name of Rabbi Lazar was that if you have, we mentioned the kind of Erev Chatzeris, if you have all the houses going into a Chatzer, so you can make what's called an Erev Chatzeris. What happens if one guy forgot to be part of the Erev Chatzeris? So he wakes up Shabbos morning, so what do? He's Mevatel his Rishus. We quoted from the Mishnah, Rashi on the Mishnah, he's Mevatel, he says he's like, removes himself from ownership, and therefore, you know, he doesn't aser anymore on the people of the chatzer. And Rabbi Elazar has said in the Mishnah that his house, they can even go into his house, right? Go into his house, take stuff out of his house, into the chatzer, and he can go into their houses, but he just can't take in and out of his house. Why? Because Rashi here explains the lumdus of what's going on with Bittul Rishus, and this is what the Rambam writes in the Perek Beis of Hilchos Eruvin as well, that what's the lumdus here? When you're Masalik yourself, you now become a guest. You're an Oreach of everybody else in the chatzer. You don't own it, you're an Oreach. So if you're an Oreach, so it's fine. So you could go into they could go into your house, you could go into their house, but you can't take stuff out of your house. Why? Because Rashi here says, because if you take stuff out of your house, it's as if you're going back on your claim of being an Oreach. You're going back, you're being chozer on your Bittul Rishus. Rashi quotes that four lines up from the bottom. If you avol mi beso chozer maskin brishuso, huva oser alein v'hein alav. So that's how the Rashi explains them, that you're an Oreach, and therefore you have no title to any of the chatzer. That's why you don't aser. That's how Rashi learns, that's how the Rambam learns. There's a Ravid here quoted in the Rashba, which the Rashba thinks is against the Gemara Amud Beis, which we're going to have in a minute. The Ravid thinks it doesn't work that way. He just thinks, really, he's not an Oreach, but it's just that he allows them to share ownership of his house. But he's not an Oreach. He says they're allowed, now they're all owners of his house. And he works out why that's a better shita according to the Ravid, but other Rishonim, Rashi and the Rambam and others don't hold of them. But anyway, that's what the Rabbi Elazar says in the Mishnah. But says the Gemara, Bahatsan Beso Asala Ozi Lahakas Lov Lahen, the Mishnah later on says, no, if you're Mevatel Rishus, fine, you don't aser, but his house is closed off. You can't go in and out of his house. So Amar Afuna, Brother Yeshua, Amar Afshesha. Okay, exactly. What our Mishnah say? That we don't accept it. Lo Matzasi Lo Chaber. Rav Elazar is a loner. So Lo Kasha, Har Elazar, Har Rabbanan. You're right. Who allowed going in and out of his own house? That's Rav Elazar. But the Rabbanan say no. The Rabbanan say his house is closed off. And not only closed off, the Rush writes later on in the Erevin, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes this, that if this ever happens, you got to lock the door. You got to lock his door. Unless, if when he's going in and out, you can open it. But when he leaves his house, you have to lock it. That's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Shin Pei Aleph. V'yesh Omrim, this is the Rush from later on, Shetzorach Lino Beso, Kadei Shalo Yavo Lahotzi Be'isser, V'lo Yiftachenu Ela Kesherotza Latis V'lavo, V'yinaleno Miyad Achar Teso Bo. The Bishop Brook quotes, but the Yevet, if you didn't, maybe you can rely on it, because other Rishonim don't say it. But we pass on like the Chachamim, that even the house has to be locked. Fuck yeah.
Why is it?
What's mevatel the eruv? The house?
Well,
he's an oreach according to most Rishonim. He's an oreach according to most Rishonim. So his house, according to the Rambam, might be off limits, but not like that. It's still a shem dira. It just can't be used on Shabbos. But it's still a bias. Still a bias.
But if he owns his house, and even if any Rishus
He owns his house. Yep. No, but he's an oreach even regarding his house. Well, you know what? We'll talk more about the house right now. Talk about the house right now. Let's continue. So Rav Sheshet says, don't ask me kashas. Is it machlokas between Rav Elazar and the Rabbanan? But Rav Sheshet continues. Kishatimsi lomar, Rav Sheshet says, and if you think about it, this is the svara behind the machlokas. Kishatimsi lomar, ladibir Rav Elazar, according to Rav Elazar, hambavata rishus chatzero, rishus beis obito. When you're mavata the rishus of your chatzer, you're automatically mavata the rishus of your bais also. And that's why they could go in and out of his house. The Rabbanan, hambavata rishus chatzero, rishus beis obito. According to Rabbanan, no. They're different. Even though you're mavata rishus of your chatzer, your house is still off limits. That's the end of Rav Sheshes' statement. Pshitas, the Gemara says, what did Rav Sheshes just add by these last three lines? Of course, that's the machlokas. What he has, because the Timsi Lomar is always like, if you think about it, you know, you'll really figure this out. You don't have to think about it. That's the machlokas. Is the house usher or not? So the machlokas is the house included in his statement or not? So what's the chiddush? So Amar Rechava Anov Rav Huna Bar Chinina Targimna. So I and Rav Huna explained it as follows. Lo nitzarcha ela l'chamisha shruya b'chatzar echad. This is the case. We have five people that are shari in a chatzar. V'shachat echad mehem alo erev. This is the case. One guy forgot and didn't make the erev. L'div Rebbe Lazar kishu mevatel reshuso. This is what Rav Sheshes really means to tell me. That according to Rav Elazar, when you're mevatel the reshus, does the guy have to go to each person in the chatzar and say, I'm mevatel to you, I'm mevatel to you, I'm mevatel to you, each and every person? Or just mevatel to one, and that's good enough? According to Rav Elazar, he has to go to each one, and he does not have to go to each one. And according to Rabbanan, you have to go to each one. Where do you get that from? From Rav Sheshes' statements. The way Rashi here explains it is that Rav Elazar holds that when you're mevatel, you chatzer, you're also mevatel, you're bias. What does that show? That bittul ba'ayin yafeh. Whenever you're mevatel, you always have the larger scheme of things. You always do it ba'ayin yafeh kamachavi. Excuse me. You always do it with intent that, you know, you want to include a lot. So just like Rashi explains the Gemara, you include the house without having to say it, so do you include the other people. You don't have to tell everybody. You just tell one person. But according to the Rabbanan, just like they have a more minimal view of bittul, if you're mevatel your chatzar, you're not mevatel your house, so too they would say, you have to mevatel it to each person. Come on, Oslo Hadatanya. So where it says, who is the following brisa like? Hamisha Shirin, Bukhazar Echav, Shachar Echav, Mehem, Lo Erev. You have a brisa that says five people, and one forgot, because you're mevatel reshuso, ain't sorach, levatel reshuso, kol echad echad. When you're mevatel, he does not have to mevatel it for each person. Come on, Rabbi Elazar. That must be like Rabbi Elazar, who says, you don't have to mevatel it to each person. Rav Kahana Masihaki, that's how Rav Kahana has the version of Rav Sheshes' statement. It has a statement, and then we try to figure out what Rav Sheshes meant. Rav Tanyomi Masihaki, but Rav Tanyomi just has a different version of the discussion. Come on, Ozla. First we quote the Brisa. Come on, Ozla Hadatanya, Hey Shishrim, Bechazar Echad, Shachar Echad, Mehem, Lo Erev. Kum Vatel Rishus, Ein Sol, Vatel Rishus, Kol Echad, Echad. Who is the author? They don't have to mevatel Rishus to each person. Come on. Amrav, Hunab, Rav Yeshu, Bar Yuda, Amrav Sheshes, Kan Rav Elazar. Rav Sheshes was really coming to answer who the author is like Rav Elazar. He didn't stay first to answer the steer in the Mishnayas, Rav Elazar Barabbanan, and then add on the Kishatimsi Lomar. But he had the Brisa, and to answer that, he says, that is the Shita of Rav Elazar. Period. There's just an interesting, alright, so in Rav Yosef Engel. Because Engel, Gaoni Ashas, there's just a Yediyah in Eirvin, I guess we have to keep this in mind, on this line of Chamisha Shurin B'chatzer, he says, Nira Be'enai, Mispar Chamisha, Hu Mispar Haragil Be'eirvin. He says, whenever you give cases in Eirvin about, you know, you got five people on a boat, you got five people, he always gets five in Eirvin. That's not why. He says, the Kamal Lamed Zayin, the Daf Samach Dalet, and Daf Samach Tes, all these cases, Daf Ayin Gimel, Ayin Aleph. He goes, all these cases, we'll keep that in mind. So the Rav Engel says, five's the number in Eirvin. Okay, that doesn't explain why, but that's the number. Amalei Rav Papa Abaya, Rav Papa now says to Abaya, Lura Belazar I Amar Lo Mavatilna. So we just said, what did we just say? According to Rav Elazar, if you're Mavatil your Chatzar, you're automatically Mavatil your Bais. According to the Chachamim, not. So Rav Papa asks, what about this case? Lura Belazar, what, according to Rav Elazar, who usually says it works automatically, I Amar Lo Mavatilna. What if he says beferish, I am not mevatel my bias? Or ulur rabbanan yamar mevtilna. According to rabbanan, if the rabbanan say I am mevatel my bias, my. So what do those work? Why shouldn't it work? Let's see. Time of the Rabbi Elazar mishum de kasaver I'm mevatel rishus chatzero rishus beis obitel. Do we say the reason for Rabbi Elazar is because if you're mevatel rishus of your chatzer, the bias goes automatically. V'hai amar anala mevtilna, and here it doesn't go automatically. Obviously, because he says I am not mevatel. I don't want it to be included. Old Dilma, or do we say no? It's not just based on what he says, but there's a svara. Time of the Rebbe, what does Rebbe Elazar say? What's the reason Rebbe Elazar always says that the bias is automatic? Mishum de bias below chatzer lo avidi inshi de diary. A house without a yard is not a house. People don't live in those houses. and it's a riot, they gotta move into the suburbs. Right? A house without a chatzar, lo avidi inchi de dairi. You can't live in a house without a chatzar. Meaning, so the second, v'chikara lo mavtilna. So once he says what? He's mavatil is chatzar. So the second he says I'm mavatil by chatzar, so he's gonna try to undo that by saying, I wanna keep my house? No. The house without a chatzar doesn't have status of a house. So it's automatic. V'chikama lo mavtilna. And when he says, I'm not mavatil my house, lavko kamine, he doesn't have the power to do that. Abagav da'ama dayarana, even though he says, I'm gonna live in my house. Lav klum ka'amar. No. By definition, you need a house with a chatzar. That's a svar why he, according to Rabbi Elazar, wouldn't work, even though he said it by Feirish. Ul Rabbanan, same kind of suffix. What about if the Rabbanan, if you say Beferish? The reason for the Rabbanan is because if you're Mavad Rishos of your Chatzer, you did not be Mavad Rishos of your house. Here he said I'm Mavadalit. So do you say it always works? You're Mavadalit. Odilma, Taiva the Rabbanan, No, because maybe the reason for the Rabbanan that they say you can't be Mavadal your house is because it's impossible for a person to make himself totally disappear. Okay, out of the chutz are fine, but a person doesn't own his house. And this is where it shows like Rashi the Rambam. That's the lumdus by Bitzel Rishus. So you can be an oreach legabe the yard, but to be a guest legabe your own house, that can't be. So says the Gemara. So too maybe here, even though you say beferish, I want to be mavatel even my house. Maybe it doesn't work. So Amalei, to answer both questions, Bein Rabbanan, Bein Rabbi Elazar, keep it the Gali, Daite Gali. No, once you revealed your Das, it's revealed, and therefore according to Rabbi Elazar, you can prevent your house from being Batel. According to Rabbanan, you can include your house from being Batel. That was all related to the second statement of Rabbi Eloi in the name of Rabbi Elazar. The third one was, V'chei Shemati B'menesh Yosin Ba'ak, Bakrab Lin V'Pesach. The third one that he said you could use this type of vegetable on Pesach, right? We saw the Pirush Mishnayos, the Rambam, that said it was some type of vegetable that looks like an akrav, it looks like a scorpion. That's where, hence its name. So my Ar Kablin, Omer Ishlakish, Atzabsa Charuz Yasa. So Rashi explained it's some type of vine that wraps itself around the palm tree, and the last three words, a tamarar bo. It has some type of taste of marar in it, so that's why he says you can use it, but we paskin that you can't use it. Again, the tamarar is the ikr. That's why bala marar lo yatsa, because bala marar, the Gemara says, if you swallow it without tasting it, the ikr of marar is the taste. Even though bala matza yatsa, you might say, if it was forced down, you didn't taste it, but bala marar, the key is the taste. And that's why Rabbi Elazar felt that this has a bitter taste, and therefore it can be used, but we paskin against that. Adron Lechos and Pasin, by the show, we continue next perek, which is about Erev Chatzeres. We continue tomorrow. Big perek coming up. Today's shiur was Lozecha Nishmas, David Tzvi, Ben Dov Mordechai. Today's the Yahrzeit. Neshama Shehev and Aliyah.